Brahmachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु की श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि वो ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सोयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च प्रदीतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकन्त राधाकांत नमास्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Madeka Bandhu Matsangin Madgurau Man Mahadhana Manistaraka Madbhagya Madananda Namastute Asadhu Sadhu Tadain Atine Chochotaraka Anamanchakadachinma Premnaritkanthaya Spura Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So today we will continue from Canto 10, Chapter 13, text number 31 onwards. 29? We did, Maharaj. Okay. 28, 29, 30. Okay. So we'll chant text number 30 together. Yeah, we'll chant text number 30. Okay. Drishtvātha tat sneha vaso smritātmā Sogo brajatyātma padurga margaha Dvipat kakud griba udatsya puchho Agadhrum krutasnu payajavena Actually in English it's saying ashru, it is not actually ashru. Asnupaya. It's a printing mistake, really. Drishtatha tat sneha vasos vasa asmitatma. सोगो ब्रजोत्यात्म पदुर्ग मार्गः द्वीपात् ककुद् ग्रीव उदास्य पुच्छो अगाध्रुं कृतैराश्नुपयाजवेन दृष्ट्वाथ तत्स्नेहवशोऽस्मितात्मा सोगो ब्रजत्यात्मपदुर्गमार्गः द्वीपात् ककुद् ग्रीव उदास्य पुच्छो अगाधुं कृतैराश्नुपयाजवेन दृष्ट्वा तत्स्नेहवशोऽस्मितात्मा सोगो ब्रजोत्यात्मपदुर्गमार्गः द्वीपात् ककुद्ग्रीव उदास्य पुच्छो अगाधुं कृतैराश्नुपयाजवेन Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Drishtva, when the cows saw their calves below, atha thereafter, tat sneha vasah, because of increased love for the calves, Asmrita Atma, as if they had forgotten themselves. Saha, that. Gabrajaha, herd of cows. Ati Atma Pa Durga Marga, escaping their caretakers because of increased affection for the calves. Although the way was very rough and hard, Dvipath, pairs of legs together, Kakut Grivaha, their humps moving with their necks, Udasya Puchha, raising their heads and tails, Agat Kem, Hunkritahi, lowing very loudly. This is lowing or mooing? Lowing, huh? Okay. Ashupaya, with milk flowing from the nipples. Jabena, very forcibly. Translation: when the cows saw their own calves from the top of Govardhan Hill, they forgot themselves and their caretakers because of increased affection. And although the path was very rough, they ran toward their calves with great anxiety, each running as if with one pair of legs, their milk bags full of flowing with milk, their heads and tails raised, and their humps moving with their necks. They ran forcefully until they reached their calves to feed them. Purport: generally, the calves and cows are pastured separately. The elderly men take care of the cows, and the small children see to the calves. This time, however, the cows immediately forgot their position as soon as they saw the calves below Govardhan Hill, and they ran with great force, their tails erect and their front and hind legs joined, until they reached their calves. So yesterday we were discussing about how the cows, they are very much in increased affection for their calves, and they started running from the top of the Govardhan Hill without caring for themselves and their caretakers because of increased affection. Although the path was very rough. So definitely rocky path is not a very smooth way, but still they went like that. This is a very wonderful lesson for us in this connection, to remember that those who have developed their relationship, loving relationship with Krishna, nothing can hinder in this world for their expression of love or anything they want to do for Krishna, even we can say. Here we are talking about the cows. These cows are not getting attracted to an ordinary calf. That calf which is non-different from Krishna, they are actually attracted to him. That's what he said. because of increased affection. This is a very significant term here. How is their affection increased? And what happens to a devotee when he is engaged in devotional service? So, devotees like, you know, Siddha Bhaktas, like for example the gopis, they also did not care for the social custom when they heard the flute dead at night. And they just ran to the forest without caring for anything. Even it, sometimes it becomes very difficult for us to understand that kind of relationship that Krishna and the gopis they have. And people try to misinterpret because of the lack of proper Krishna conscious understanding. Now you can see, here is Mother Cow. She is just an animal. She's not a human being. How much attraction, love she feels for Krishna, we can see. So in this connection, we need to understand the position of a living entity, conditioned soul in this material world. We, as a conditioned soul, have been moving around the universe, going through 8,400,000 species of life, sometimes being born in the hair planetary system, as the demigods, sometimes in this world, among human beings, sometimes as aquatic creepers, so many other objects. But the living entities, when they come in contact with Krishna, they start rendering devotional service. That is when they start clearing off all the contaminations that have been accumulated in their mind for millions of lifetimes. So in that way, Jatpada Sevavi Ruchis Tapasvina. No, separate verse. Jatpada Sevavi Ruchi Tapasvina. When a devotee develops ruchi, the attraction for the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, and he performs some tapasya, not that devotional service is very easy. Yes, it is easy. Devotional service is easy, but at the same time, when you want to see your love and affection is being enhanced, is being increased day by day, then we need to perform some austerity for Krishna. Otherwise it will become, you know, static. So here austerity is not something like the yogis, they perform some austerity, going to the Himalaya mountain, sitting inside the cave, practicing Ashtanga Yoga. We are not talking about that kind of austerities. Here austerity means the austerity that involves sadhana practice. Right? Sometimes it becomes difficult for us to practice our regular devotional activities. We find sometimes it quite not difficult. Because we have not developed the taste. So we have to be austere, we have to willfully submit ourselves to those practices, then only asesa janma pachita malam dhyaha, that intelligence which is polluted by the dirt of this material desire will gradually get washed off. And how does it happen? The signs, the analogy have been given. Yatha padangushta vinisrita sarit. Sarit, the Ganga is flowing from the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, and it has so much potency to eradicate the dirt from anyone who comes in contact with Ganga. The question can be asked, how come she became so powerful that she is able to eradicate the dirt, the sinful reactions of anyone who comes in contact with her water? Because of her connection with Krishna's lotus feet. That's it. She is connected with Krishna's lotus feet. Her connection is there. Similarly, when a devotee, he connects himself with the lotus feet of Krishna through devotional service, he can become completely purified of all material contaminations. Then when he is purified of this material contaminations, that time his devotional service actually increases day by day. What happens? There is another step here also, it is explained. We all talk about jnana and vairagya, vijnana. When we come in contact with the devotional service of the Lord, this manomala, the dirtiness in the mind, is cleansed off. Then asanga. Then he will be renounced. He will completely renounce his attachment to this world. And then vijnana viseshya virjavan. After that, he will come to the platform of realized knowledge, vijnana. Here, vijnana, Acharya explained, tattva anubhuti. When one is when one understands his spiritual identity in this connection, when he understands his spiritual identity, he becomes free from the material contamination. Otherwise, he is trying to identify himself with his body. Unless he understands his true identity, he will not be free from the material contaminations. In other way, we can say like that. So then when he becomes free from the material contamination, that time he comes to the platform of vijnana vishesha and virjavan. He becomes fully, powerful. What is that power, that virja? Divine, that's like, coming from the devotional service. Upanishad says, nayam atma balahinena labhya. One who is balahin, who does not have the strength, he cannot attain the tattva, vastu, tattva anubhuti cannot take place in him. And what is it, bala? Not, when Upanishad says, nayam atma balahinena labhya, this strength is not referred to the physical strength or the strength of intelligence, mind. No. That is the power of devotional service. So the science is, when a conditioned soul engages in the devotional service of the Lord, gradually he becomes purified of the material contamination, then actually he realizes the tattva vastu. What to speak of a karmi being purified of the contaminations and realizing tattva? Even big jnanis who have been meditating on the cultivation of knowledge, when they come in contact with a proper Vaishnava, they actually realize truth, tattva. We have seen the evidence. There was a leader amongst the jnanis whose name is Madhusudan Saraswati. Madhusudan Saraswati. This man was, he is actually originally from North India. We know in North India there used to be many big jnani scholars. And he came to Banaras to study Veda. And he became a very erudite scholar. And many people accepted him as his guru. He was the leader of the jnanis. And one time he went to Vrindavan. Everybody knew he is not a devotee of Krishna. But somehow or other, he had the opportunity to meet with the Vaishnava in Vrindavan, and in association of the Vaishnava, he realized who the Tattva is. And after he realized, actually he had darshan of Krishna in Vrindavan because of the association of the Vaishnava. And when he saw Krishna in Vrindavan, that's how he describes who this Tattva, Tattva Anubhuti, what is his Tattva Anubhuti? What is his realization about Tattva, the truth, absolute truth? Because the jnanis, they find absolute truth is Brahman. Some may describe after Paramatma. So what he realized the Tattva? He writes, no? Damsi vibhu sitakaran navaniradabhat. Damsi vibhu sitakaran navaniradabhat. He is describing so beautifully Krishna. That Krishna who holds a flute in his hand and navaniradabhat. He is bodily hue resembles the cloud, the new cloud, hue of a new cloud. Actually, you cannot say Krishna's bodily hue resembles a new cloud. We should describe like this. Actually, the hue of a new cloud resembles Krishna's bodily color. Even Krishna's body color excels the beauty of the new cloud. Navanira Dabhat, you can say like that. Even it excels the beauty of the new cloud. And Pitambarad Arunabimbaphaladharasthat. Pitambarad. He always wears a yellow garment. Krishna, Pitambaradhari. And Aruna Bimba Phaladharastat. His lips as red as Bimba fruit. Bimba fruit is like red. Sometimes it is described the banyan tree, when the new leaves come, little bit reddish, not fully reddish. Sometimes it is described like that also. And Purnendo Sundara Mukhad Arabinda Netrat. Purnendo Sundara Mukhad. His beautiful face is as good as the full moon, the beauty of the full moon. Arabinda Netrat. His eyes are like lotuses. Krishnat Param Kimapi Tattva Maham Najane. He is saying, a jnani, that I do not know if there is any superior truth existing beyond Krishna. Krishna param tattva aham, kimapi tattva aham na jane. I don't know. This is the realization of the jnani. Just imagine, we have some information about Krishna from the beginning. These jnanis, they have been spending so many years in cultivating knowledge, and by some good fortune, they come in contact with a Vaishnava. Then they describe Krishna like this. But already, by some good fortune, we have got access to the beauty of Krishna in form of Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam. So these devotees, if they engage in this devotional service wholeheartedly, without any pretension, we would say like that. Sometimes, some devotees, they are practicing Krishna consciousness nicely. Some other devotees, they criticize them actually. We should not criticize them. They are Vaishnava, they are doing nice service. That is called unpretentious way of executing devotional service. Why I said it like that is, everybody may have some desire in this material world that is not as dangerous as being envious to a devotee who is in a higher platform than me. That is very dangerous. So So in unpretentious way, when a devotee executes his devotional service without being envious to anyone, then his devotion is being increased day by day. This is also an austerity actually. As I said, to remain free from envy is also an austerity for the Vaishnavas. It's very difficult sometimes, you know. When you see, you know, somebody you don't like, somehow that I don't know why it so happened, and then you become very much, you know, antagonistic or find fault with them, you try to, you know, bad mouth about them. It's uncontrolled lifestyle. Becoming controlled, that is an austerity actually. Even though you are exposed to a situation where you are urged to find fault, but still you restrain yourself. That's very, you know, very difficult. Anyway, if the devotee he performs, then in that way he has taken ashraya, the shelter to the lotus feet of Krishna. He doesn't have any other shelter. This is how his devotion is being increased day by day. When we find, I have got only exclusive shelter, the lotus feet of Krishna, then I should not find shelter in any other object of this material world. So this should continue in the sadhana practice. Because like when we are hearing about the cows, they are increased, because of their increased affection for Krishna, they are running towards Krishna. How that will happen? We cannot just imitate. We cannot imitate. So if we cannot imitate, then as we take shelter, ashraya, at the lotus feet of Krishna, then automatically all the afflictions of this world will not be felt by such a devotee. He will become very peaceful at that time. When he becomes peaceful, then by Krishna's mercy, his increased affection to serve Krishna in a particular mood will be revealed to him. And then he will be running towards Krishna like cow. He will be running towards Krishna like gopis. Before then nothing will happen. You cannot understand, right? So, and how they were going, so beautifully described here. Deepat kakut griba udatta puchhav. Kakut griba. Kakut is the hump. And the cow is kind of, you know, raising his head like this. Like, you know, she is looking so eagerly. And next he says, like, you know, they started licking after coming near the calf. Gilantyava. Gilantiva. They started licking the calf in such a way that as if they are going to swallow the calf. It was so tasty. Krishna's body is very tasty actually. Very sweet. Like yesterday we were discussing, no, Maharaj, that there is no soul in Krishna's body. Sometimes in sweet meat shop, you find the sweet makers, they'll make a sweet looking like a bird. And the baby, the father goes to the sweet meat shop and baby says, I want that bird. And the father is going to purchase the bird, sweet bird, for the baby. And the baby will say, now I am eating the leg of the bird. I am eating the tail of the bird. I am eating the head of the bird. What he is eating? Wherever he is tasting, he is getting the taste of the sweet only. It is not that he is eating leg or tail or head. He is eating only sweet. So similarly, the Krishna is full of sweetness. Entire body is full of sweetness. So the cow is looking like this and running. And came running, then it is said that in text number 31, ಸಮತ್ಯುಗಾಬೋಧ ಬತ್ಸಾನ್ ಬತ್ಸಭತ್ಯೋಪ್ಯಪಾಯನ್ ಬತ್ಸಭತ್ಯ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಬೈ ದೆನ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಗಿವನ್ ಬಾತ್ ಟು ದಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಕಾಫ್ಸ್. ದೇ ವೇರ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಕಾಫ್ ಗ್ರೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ನೌ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಹೈಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಕಾಫ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಕಾಫ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ದಿ ಸಿಚುಯೇಷನ್ ನೌ. ದಿ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಕಾಫ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಸೀ ದೇರ್ ಮಾದರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಮೂವಿಂಗ್. And they were thinking, we can attract the attention of our mother cow. But these cows who were captivated by the love for Krishna, they didn't bother about their newborn baby. We have seen in the life of our acharyas, some of the acharyas, even though they had newborn baby, small baby, they didn't bother about them. They just left their home. Because of their increased affection for Krishna. When a devotee reached that stage, of course that should not be imitated. Automatically it will happen. Automatically. The demands of the body will subside, will go away. So they didn't bother about the newborn baby also, for newborn baby, newborn calves, I mean to say. They were calling their mother. They didn't bother. And then they came. It is said, the cows had given birth to new calves. But while coming down from Govardhan Hill, the cows, because of increased affection for the older calves, allowed the older calves to drink milk from their milk bags. And then began licking the calves' bodies in anxiety, as if wanting to swallow them. Okay? So now they came running near the old calves and they were licking them as if wanting to swallow them. And what happened to the gopos? Gopas tad rodhanayasam. So gopas, they are trying to stop them. The cowherd men, having been unable to check the cows from going to their calves, felt simultaneously ashamed. Lajjaru manyuna. What happened? You see, they were elderly gopas. They were trying to keep the cows and calves separate. And now the cows are running towards the calves, so they are trying to stop them. And because they could not succeed in their attempt, so they were feeling ashamed of not being able to check the running of the cows. As a result of which, they became frustrated and angry. Manyuna. And they crossed the rough road with great difficulty, but when they came down and saw their own sons, they were overwhelmed by great affection. So along with the cow, they also started running, and the cows, they started feeding their milk to the calves, and they were licking the body of the calves. And the father, they came near the boys, to their sons, and they also became overwhelmed with great affection. That means, before coming, they were thinking, these boys are very naughty. First of all, why did they bring the calves so near to the cows? They should not have done so. Because they brought them near, that's why the cow is able to see them. Now, everything is disturbed. So they are very angry with the children. And in fact, they wanted to beat them. Why did you come here? You should not have come here. That's why it says, Manyuna. Even though they were thinking to chastise their children, but as they approached near their children, their anger subsided. They became free from the anger. And their behavior, their loving exchange is being described in text number 33. Tadikshana prema rasa plutasaya jatan raga gatamanya borbhakan dadduiha durbhi parirabhyadu murdhani ghranai abapu paramam mudamte. Tadikshanet, at that time all the thoughts of the cowherd man merged in the mellow of parental love, which was aroused by the sight of their sons. Experiencing a great attraction, their anger completely disappearing, they lifted their sons, embraced them in their arms, and enjoyed the highest pleasure by smelling their sons' heads. So this is the exchange they had with their children. Even though they were angry, Siddhartha Swami, he very nicely explains this. He is saying, tatascha tesam ikshanena udgata jo prema rasa. The prema rasa was arousing. And as a result of which, apluta, nimagna, their thoughts and feelings become completely immersed in the loving affection for their children, for their sons. As a result of which, lajja manni krusse tanapi tadaitum agata santopi gata manyavaha. Even though they came with a desire to chastise their children, but just by being near their children, they became free from their anger. And on contrary, their intense vatsalya prem was manifest. And udaiha dorbhi, with their arms, see, they were big children, more than 5 years old, and they, you know, brought them in their lap. And then what did they do? Parirabhya murdhani ghranai abapu. Again and again they were smelling the head. I don't know, maybe those who are father, they will understand this better, that by smelling the head of their children, what kind of fragrance they get. Definitely there might be some kind of, you know, happiness there. Otherwise Bhagavatam will not speak like this. And this is a fact. They started smelling the head of their sons again and again, non-stop. You can imagine what kind of increased affection they had. Actually, in this connection, one thing we can also say, look, in this world, people are trying to experience some sort of happiness. In this connection, now we are speaking about the father smelling the head of his child. In the material world, whatever object we may get, and we try to experience the happiness, that is temporary happiness, we know that. And Bhagavatam says that unless we realize this is dream, what is happening in our conventional behavior, that is nothing but a dream. We speak this, but we don't realize it. How is it dream? I am eating, you know, I wear something, I become happy. So people don't realize this is a dream. How can we realize this is a dream? Unless you realize this is a dream, you will not become more serious about Krishna consciousness. So dream is when you see anything in the dream. Okay, let us say you are dreaming eating rasagulla. As long as you are in dream, you are enjoying rasagulla, definitely. You are enjoying rasagulla because you are in dream. As soon as dream finishes, there is no rasagulla, there is no taste, nothing. That means in the dream world, the experience is limited. After some time, when you wake up, that experience is no more. Similarly, the quest, the search of happiness, being inspired by false appetite that has arisen due to the mood of passion and ignorance, is going to come to an end after some time. We need to realize this. And it is coming to an end at every moment. Whatever good food you eat, again you're going to become hungry. Whatever good thing you accept, nice jewelry, you know, still you will be hankering for another jewelry. Nice dress, you will be hankering for another dress. Nice house, you still want to go to the hotel to stay there for a few days. People, they build their house according to their choices. Still they look forward to going to the five-star hotel to spend some time there. Because every time that in a false appetite for enjoyment which is created by the mode of passion and ignorance is forcing them. And it is temporary, it is ending after some time. My dear sir, it is ending means like in dream world, the experience ended after some time. In this world, the experience is ending after some time, it is exhausted. This is why this is a dream. This is not real. How to realize this? How to understand this? No? Very difficult. But we need to understand this. Yeah, it is like dream. When we realize this, the transformation in heart will happen at that time. But the attraction in this material world, as we said, the false appetite for enjoyment because of the sensual attraction, the impression have been created in our mind and heart for many, many millions of births, is actually pushing us again and again. Very sad situation. Undesirable, you know, situation for the living entity. So, when here it is said, because they were smelling the head of Krishna, it is not like an ordinary father smelling the head of an ordinary child. And they could not restrain themselves. And they went on smelling the head again and again and again. That's what it is said. Paramamuda. In complete ecstasy they were smelling. Prabhupada says, after Brahma stole the original cowherd boys and calves, Krishna expanded himself to become the boys and calves again. Therefore, because the boys were actually Krishna's expansions, the cowherd men were especially attracted to them. At first, the cowherd men who were on top of the hill were angry, but because of Krishna, the boys were extremely attractive, and therefore the cowherd men immediately came down from the hill with special affection. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Question? Maharaj wants to ask something. They don't have mic, huh, Mataji? Yes, Maharaj. Ah. What is the pure form of envy in the spiritual world? This is the question. If everything is coming from the spiritual world, whatever we see in this world is also there in the spiritual world. So what is the form of envy in the spiritual world? Prabhu should share something.
I don't know why they don't keep the mic, you know. Prabhuji, you don't have cordless?
Original sin.
That's in the material world.
So we say this material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. This is a perverted reflection. That means what we see here is actually the form is different there. We don't say this is envy. But for example, if you say, you know, the group of Chandravali and group of Radharani. If group of Chandravali Sakhi, Chandravali, she is the opposite side, she is in the opposite side. One is Bama Bhav, another one is Dakshina Bhav. So, and the group of Radharani, they don't actually come together. There is some sort of kind of, you know, you can say, disliking. Krishna goes to the kunj of Biraja Sakhi, and Radharani doesn't like it. She is not actually envious, but she is having mana, that is intense loving anger. She is angry out of love for Krishna. So, in the spiritual world, those kind of competition between the opposite parties enhances Krishna's experience of sweetness, his exchange with the devotees. But in the material world, that envy, it cannot be utilized in Krishna's service at all. That's why I was saying, this is the root of sin. Everything is starting from there. Everything is kind of destroyed. Narottamdas Thakur says, Kama Krishna Karmarpane Lobho Bhaktat Vyasi Krodha Bhaktat Vyasi Jane Lobho Sadhu Sanghe Harikatha. And Moho Ishta Labhavine Madha Krishna Gunagane Nijunja Kariva Jathatatha. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha. He is speaking. These five can be utilized in Krishna's service, but not Matsarya. So if you try to directly translate this Matsarya to the spiritual world, this will be a wrong context. But there is sometimes some kind of, you know, competition between the different groups, opposite groups, who are trying to serve Krishna in a different capacity. But that kind of attitude cannot be equated with the envy in the material world. It looks like they are also envious of each other, but their envy, if you say like that, that spiritual, you know, in the context of the transcendental envy, that is enhancing Krishna's beauty, that sometimes it attracts Krishna's love even more towards his devotee. Krishna is more inclined to meet with Radharani in that way, and he's telling lie. He doesn't bother to tell lie before Radharani. No, I didn't go. Because he doesn't want to upset Radharani. Radharani will be very angry because he doesn't like Krishna going to the Braj or Chandravali. So everything is there in a different form, not the way what we see in this material world. Everything is engaged in Krishna service. Everything can be engaged. Is actually engaged, yes. Everything is engaged in Krishna's service in the spiritual world. Right, in the spiritual world, the center is Krishna's satisfaction, Krishna's happiness. That is what I see it. Yes, Mataji? You see, yeah, it is said Krishna is Satchid Ananda Vigraha. Chit aspect refers to the jnana, knowledge aspect. So soul, being part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, he also has this. But again, in this context, we should not be mistaken to understand, to take it in that context that, oh, the soul is also all-knowing. Is full of knowledge. No, it has the capacity to brighten more and more when it comes in contact with the real source of knowledge. Just like we can give the example, a coal. Coal has it has an inbuilt capacity to spread the heat when it comes in contact with the light or heat. Because it has that quality in him. It has inside, but it is in dormant stage now. When it is ignited, then you can see after some time the coal is becoming very bright. And it produces heat. You can even use the kind of to run the machinery. But before you did not know if the coal has so much potency that it can generate the energy, heat energy to such a degree that you can run a machine. You can do so much. It was known, not known. On the other hand, if you take a piece of stone, how much heat you may give to that piece of stone, it is not going to produce as much energy as that of a coal, which can even help to pull a machine. Right? So the soul, it has the capacity to become fully conscious of the Supreme Lord, because it is chit. It is not jada. So it is a spiritual object. So that's why we say it's like a spark. Sometimes we give the example of the spiritual like a spark. Why it is? Mam ansa. This is a spark of the Supreme. That means this spark, it also has the radiance. But it is very limited and it is subject to extinguishing. It can be extinguished if it is falling in the ground, flying in the air, or in water also. If it falls down, then it will get extinguished. But this small spark, when it remains in contact with the main fire source, you can see it continues to ablaze even brighter and brighter, because it is in contact with the main source. So similarly, the soul is also having the knowledge, but that knowledge has to be lit in contact with the original source of knowledge, that is Supreme Lord Krishna, or his devotional service, whatever you may say, they are not different. Then your ability to become fully knowledgeable about Krishna is awakened. Otherwise you just say, yes, soul is also having the knowledge. Yes, what kind? It's in dormant stage. It is in sleeping situation now. Like I gave the example of a coal. So, yes, soul is also conscious, it has knowledge, but it has to be kind of, you can say, ignited by bringing in contact with devotee, devotional service. Yeah. Maharaj gave the example that sometimes people lose the memory, then how to get the memory back? They have to put in a certain situation, that situation helps them get their memory back. So yes, soul is kind of now unconscious now because of his adherence to this material world. So when he is put into the proper situation, in the devotee association, then he is gaining the spirit, the knowledge, being refreshed in him. Maharaj is saying, go to the temple, see the deity, worship the deity. Yeah, understand, he is the master and we are the servant. Yeah, that is the process. Read Bhagavatam. Yes, when I started talking, Maharaj also started talking. Read Srimad Bhagavatam every day, double confirmation. Maharaj didn't know I am going to say and I didn't know Maharaj is going to say. All on a sudden, simultaneously came up. Read Bhagavatam every day. Interesting. Good. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.